This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio live at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin.
At Putz de Leon.
We're asking for your help for a little special we'd like to do on New Year's Eve Day. We want to do a best of This Shouldn't Be a Things. You can send your favorites to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you're not sure, because we've been doing this for a couple of months, there's a lot of them. You can always find all of the tisbets at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Click on Matt Nair on Air.
Click on Shows.
Click on Shows, then click on Matt Nair on Air. Yeah. And there will be a little icon in the right-hand corner.
Mm-hmm. It's us.
It's us. It's a picture of us with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. And if you click on that, that will take you to all of the previous ones. So if you have a favorite that you would like us to rehash on New Year's Eve Day, please send that in to Jane Says at civicmedia.us. It is 11:53. That means it is time, Calvin, for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Want to give credit to Cardi.
Cardi Glisper.
Cardi Glisper, who is a producer. He produces Maggie Dawn's show from 2 to 4 o'clock. He found this, and we wanted to share it with you. headline reads, from Wide Open Country, scientists are 3D printing steak. And I have to question whether science has gone too far. Cardi also found it on Instagram. 3D printed steaks and fish fillets are already selling in several different countries, making its way to the U.S. after the FDA and USDA approved. These high-tech plant-based creations are designed to mimic real meat. In Germany, they're already selling in supermarkets for the same as a traditional cut of meat.
Gross.
And I think that's part of what the problem is the visual.
Yes.
It looks not good.
It looks like, I don't even know how to describe it. Well, here's the thing is, I don't have to describe it. In the show notes today, there will be both the story and the Instagram video that Cardi sent us. It looks like, you ever see like a sweater?
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's say your grandma made you a sweater and she decided, well, you know, Jane loves steak. So I'm gonna knit a little steak to put on there. That's what it looks like. It looks like meat made of yarn.
It sort of does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Using soy pea protein, chickpeas, beetroot, nutritional yeast, and coconut fat, they are aiming to redefine steak using a 3D printer. They squirt out lines of the reconstituted product. And that just... that and they squirt out lines of the reconstituted product and compress it into a steak shape. They claim the 3D printed steak tastes, smells, and feels just like the real deal. According to this author from Wide Open Country, he says, to me, it looks like something out of a John Carpenter film.
I did use the word horrifying in the show notes today.
It does not look appealing. But Israel-based startup Redefine Meat is sticking with it. They plan to become the biggest meat, in quotation marks, distributor in the world. Apparently, there's a big market for this.
Like, the picture of the product on the Wide Open Country article we're using, it just looks like a pile of string.
Mm-hmm.
Of
like silly
beige,
string.
Yeah.
Like silly string.
Beige wet string.
And then apparently they used dyes right? To make it look meat-like. But Marco Pierre White is a celebrity chef and says, quote, I took three of my meat-eating friends last week. We all ordered plant-based steaks. We were all completely blown away. I highly, highly recommend getting down there and experiencing this for yourself. See,
okay, so that's where I have a bit of a problem, is that I understand it's not meat, but don't call it plant-based either. Call it, because to me, plant-based is like, I go to the store, I buy something that's plant-based. It is processed, but it's shaped to look different. This is 3D printed food. It should not even be called plant-based. It should just be called
printed food.
Yeah. And by the way, this celebrity chef, he also should have added, and by the way, the check clear from the people who are paying me to say this.
That might be a little part of it. Yeah. Well, you can check it out yourself. It's in the show notes.
Yep, you're
Take
welcome.
I don't know. I kind of feel the same way about this, though, as I do about eating actual meat. I don't want to know the process before it gets to my plate.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
Right?
And I've been a vegetarian, a vegan, and a meat eater, and there's a lot to deal with. A
lot of conflicts.
A lot of conflicts, yes, indeed. But this is just one where if you said, hey, it's printed on a 3D printer, I'm like, can we close you down for health code violations?
Take a look for yourself. Let us know what you think. Let us know if this will make it into the Tisbet Best Of. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on Monday, very much looking forward to talking to Heather Dubois-Bournam.
Mm-hmm.
I just like saying her name.
Yeah, it's very fancy sounding.
We're going to talk about education.
Yes. Yes.
Pete Schwabe will be here at 11:06. Really nice article about him in the Cap Times.
Such a good guy.
He's a celebrity.
I know.
So that's all coming up on Monday. I hope you can join us. News coming up next, followed by Todd, Maggie, Dom, and Pete. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Stay right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.